Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views! We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Sol Peluca. So the next milestone, Sol, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up SunBet Arena in Pretoria for our 1 million subscribers event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, Sol.
Dr. Malinga tweeted, I missed my flight in Zimbabwe. And then the first comment was, Asena Mahali. Tipla, how much was yours selling?
Yeah, how much was yours?
Your twins.
You also had a Russian.
Yeah, no, yeah, twins.
You had Russian twins.
Twins, imagine.
Two twins, so four chicks.
Ducks of a feather float together.
Lunch and go
back. Duck the law together. And duck justice together.
But nice comeback, my boy!
Hey! Yeah, you nice saved yourself, boy.
You think you can throw me under the bus?
Breaking news, Podcast and Chill is about to hit 1 million subscribers. Make sure you're connected for all the music, socials, fun, and historic moments with blazing fast internet from Access. And right now, you can connect for less. Visit access.co.za and use the promo code MACG50 at checkout for your 50% discount on the Access MTN LTE service, excluding routers, for 3 consecutive months. Honorable member, you are now recognized by Access. Get Access today for front row seat to life online. Be more connected for less, only with Access. And on that note, we're coming at you live from Dubai. What? Epinduka, look at God, my dog.
Look at God. Look at us, my man.
Would have thought would be able to say that one day, Ghost Lady.
Yeah? Yeah? But we are here.
So Penduka is here, Ghost Lady is here, Black Studios is here, Simpiwe is here, and most of all, you are here. Where do you want to start, man? So much has happened the past 3 days we've been here, bro.
Hey, man.
It's your first time in Dubai. What do you think about it so far?
It's phenomenal. It's great. It's hot. But it's beautiful. And I just found out that they don't have oil anymore. So they just make their money from tourism.
Yeah,
which is brilliant. And it shows what people, when they've got resolve, determination, can actually achieve. You know, in Africa, we sit on these on minerals and yet we're the poorest. And look at this, bro. The whole city is like diamond. You know, it's brilliant, man. Haven't seen a single cop. Haven't seen a single cop yet. They're not cop. They're cops, but...
Hey.
Allah, save us, Allah! Allah, Akbar! Hey.
We'll have to pick it up.
Now we're gonna run. Is the lighting affected? Oh, well, obviously. Gooey light, you guys, ne? Already we started the show when we're blowing the lights off. Crazy, right? Crazy, innit?
It's off, eh?
That's what happened. Yeah, the light is off.
You're gonna have to hold it like that, Tibla, the whole time. I get it, you've got bars.
It's gonna blow Tibla. It's gonna blow Tibla away as well. He's got what?
He's got bars. He was rapping last night.
Did you record it?
Yeah, we did.
Guys,
we slept at like, what time did we sleep, Ghost Lady?
We went to bed at about 6:30.
Yeah.
Oh, are we still on? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At about 6:30.
Oh, you guys chilling?
We chilled at Drake. Who's this guy? Yeah, Drake.
Oh, Drake's house.
Yeah. So, what's it called? Black Diamond, the photography looks like Drake.
They're in 4K. Yeah.
So, we're at his hotel. And yeah, man, it got so lit, man. Jeez. Why didn't you come, bro?
I was tired.
Yeah?
I was tired. And I think, and I couldn't sleep. My lady peezing and piano. Slept at 6:30, literally, as well. I had to wait for it to pass out, then sneak and go switch it off and go back to bed. But I was tired, man.
And you, Ghost Lady, what do you think about Dubai? It's your first time as well, no?
Yeah, it's my first time also this side. We came at the right time because the weather has been very phenomenal to us. We could actually chill outside like we're doing because I think normally it's like super, super, super hot.
Microwave.
So the weather has just been perfect. And I love, it's like Santon on steroids. Mm. That's what Dubai is. It's just like, what you see, that small little square mile. Okay, now it's like repeated and it's huge, you know?
Nah. Did you guys see the Guptas at the party last night?
Hi, the Guptas?
Where?
Are you
they
were
at the club. Did you see them?
Where? Where?
Which party? Because normally they run only one party. That's the AC. I didn't see them.
I heard from one of the Uber drivers that like they roam around freely here.
Oh yeah, we tried to extradite them, didn't we? Mm. And then we failed, but the government hid it from us, and only now it came out 2 weeks ago. But they tried. But I don't even think they tried, you know. I think it was just a matter of just for the sake of paperwork, you know.
So yeah, they wouldn't try. Are they popular this side? Is it the thing that they are also well known here? The Guptas.
Yeah. Oh, I doubt it. A million of them here, billionaires, you know, just roam around, drive their fancy cars. So I doubt they've got a
unless
name.
Unless it's a popular
these guys
surname.
Live in Dubai.
Yeah.
Are they known here?
Are they famous?
Not even.
They're not known, yeah. So
there's like a million of them here, right? A million Indian billionaires, Saudi billionaires who live here, billionaires from the Emirates. So I don't think so.
One person who was at the club last night is Simpius Blesser. Did you meet him?
He's Simpius Blesser. Who's this blesser?
No, there's some guy, I think he flew from Saudi Arabia just to come see Simpiwe.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love you, man. And then he bought him like 3 rounds of shots.
Yeah.
And alcohol. And after that, we don't know, but they disappeared somewhere.
Yeah.
Did you do your thing in the duck room?
Bambu. I
think that's why he's your fan, man. Maybe it's the guy from the hotel who was thanking him for not revealing his name and identity.
You know what I mean? Where did you meet your blazer, dog? What's that guy all about, Joe?
He loves the way he stutters. That's the first thing.
Yeah. I remember he said
that. That's what he said. He's like, Joe, I like the way you talk. And then I was chilling on Amachita Valley. So he put us rounds.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
And then, like, funny enough, he sent me a t-shirt. It's at the reception.
Wow, he sent you a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, dope. Hey.
So you were trying to get you shit faced. Then are you in Dubai? Habibi.
Habibi.
Hey. What kind of t-shirt? What does it say?
I don't know.
You haven't seen it?
Just for you?
Imagine.
Wow.
So you're the only one who can say, Dubai, been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Got the t-shirt.
So you don't want to smash this weekend? You don't want to smash this weekend?
Hey, Baba, it's hard. It's hard out here, yeah?
What you mean it's hard?
Because I spoke to some Russian lady, a young texter. After 3 texts, sendela ama nudes, uti, how should I dress up now or not? I'm like, how? How they are selling, bro?
And how much? How much
was she selling?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a blue ticket, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tipla, how much was yours selling?
Yeah, how much was yours?
Your twins.
You also had a Russian.
He had twins.
They had Russian twins.
Twins, imagine.
People had 2 twins.
Two twins, so 4 chicks. Fucking hell, bro. So, legend.
Yeah. Like, 2 twins.
1,000 dirhams. This is like 5K.
1,000 dirhams.
Yes, yeah, like 5K.
So did you end up paying for it?
Me, I slept. I can't.
Come on, Tibla, man.
Serious, I slept.
You went to Limpopo, got the whole goat slaughtered for you, you know?
Slaughtered.
They slaughtered a goat when they were coming. Before my shower, I'm a big mose. Now I'm finally going to Dubai. And then it pissed as they were talking to it. And then I was shy. That's why they slaughtered a ghost, man. Now your twins is at your mercy. On their knees.
And these guys are rock stars, man. You know what I found so bizarre? I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently Nigerians are banned in Dubai.
Yeah, they are. They are banned. I think it's after the Hush Puppy incident, yeah? Was he the catalyst? You know Hush Puppy?
There's also another one who recently also got arrested. Another one who's part of the same Hush Puppy crew. I'll get the name.
Please give Sipo the mark. Sipo's the one who's been hosting us. Shout out to Sipo.
Shout out to Sipo, man.
Great host.
Yeah, that gift keeps giving. Sipo.
Good, man. So why are they banning Nigerians from Dubai?
I'm not exactly sure why, but it's not because of Hush Puppy. It's not just Nigeria that got banned. There's a number of other African countries as well. And it's only for visitors' visas. So if you're coming on business, some of them, they still manage to get in and stuff. But they don't want, like, guys who have no plan just coming, generally. I think that's what it is.
And explain what happened last night at the club, because Black Diamond was meant to perform, but they didn't because of permit or something like that?
The club would have to answer that question. I don't want to speak on their behalf.
Yeah. But is that a thing, like you need a permit to perform?
Yes, you do need a permit to perform. And we submitted the permits last week to the club to sort them out. So we as promoters were also taken by surprise.
Jeez, that's wild, man.
Imagine.
Yeah.
They only accept gold with no questions asked, not Black Diamond. They want visas, they want permits, they want everything, the whole lot. What's your granny's name and everything, you know? They should have just said, we are gold. Perform. Come in.
Gold. They didn't want to take it, so I don't know. we brought that EK713.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What do you think would happen if the bad Nigerians in SA, bro? Slay Queens would be broke for number one. You don't think so? Too soon.
We have no clubs to go to.
Right?
Okay, go Kasi at least, you know, like.
But seriously, what do you think, bro?
In what way? Number one, we'd have a problem because it'd almost be a mini civil war because we'd need to force them out of the country, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people in South Africa generally are there illegally. So that's a problem. I think we're at a point where there's no such thing as too late. But, I mean, there was a video clip of a Nigerian in Sunnyside, fighting a cop. And the guy was into drugs or whatever, and he was fighting a cop. And I don't know why the cop didn't shoot him. There's a video circulating because, number one, you're resisting arrest, and the cop's life is technically in danger. Because it's like one cop or two, and then there's all these Nigerians, and they're surrounded by the Nigerians. And to have... It's mean to fight a cop in a different country. Mm. That's a new level of comfort, you know? Mm. I'm not saying people shouldn't be comfortable. They should be, but... Respect the laws, you know what I mean? I mean, almost all of us here smoke weed, but wouldn't think of even trying to smoke weed. You get 5 years. Yeah. So just fucking respect the laws of the country you're in. We travel now, you know? Mm-hmm. We're going to be in Zim next month, and you just respect the laws, man. It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. So I think we'd have a massive problem, number one, to enforce that if there were to be a ban on Nigerians. Mm. So,
what do you think?
I feel like our border gates are just way too open. Remember, we've got a lot of countries, you know, foreign nationals in the country. So it's almost like it's too late, you know? Like, why would you now just pinpoint one, you know? So,
well, because what if they are the one group that is problematic and... The world over, let's be honest, you know.
I've heard of so many nationalities also now who have infiltrated in, whether it's drugs and everything. They will say maybe with the Nyaupes, it's actually some or the Tanzanians that are actually or Somalians, you know. So it's become, remember, drugs, it's not just cocaine that is labeled everything. Dacha, you know, they'll say it's Mozambicans or who. So our border system is just too bad.
Some are even having South African names like... Tabo Pesta, you know? He's Somalian, whatever. He's my friend.
Habibi.
He's Habibi.
He's a Habibi.
Look at him. He's Habibi, man. Let's be honest.
I'm almost sure they were on their way here, guys. Yeah. He would have fit in very well inside here.
And they actually found the identity of the body that was found burnt in the cell. Yes, and yes, I didn't even think it would be a South African because I heard that she collected a body at the Hillbrow morgue and stuff, you know? So I thought it was just going to be a John Doe. Mm. But no, it's a South African guy, and the father was, like, crying on TV. Mm. Imagine, dog, the family doesn't know. Just in case you think Dr. Nandipa is really gorgeous and she must not now, you know, face the music for her sins. There's a family out there that lost a kid, didn't know where they were, number one. Not that there was a body. Suddenly there was no body. The person had gone missing. Mm. You can imagine, dog, the trauma, you know?
They still haven't recovered that body. So I think they're still in process of still retrieving the body from the police station or wherever, you know?
Mm. Well, oh, for real?
Yeah. So it's some turmoil that's going on.
So you can imagine
on.
What the family has been going through, not knowing if the person is alive or dead. And then they hear the story. Bro. The last thing they're thinking is that's their kid, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, burnt beyond recognition. Died in a painful way, got smashed on the head. So you can imagine that family. All because Nandipa wanted to save her lover.
Because initially,
who I think
they were
convicted of rape and murder.
Oh,
not guys. To forget.
No, I think initially they were told that he had just died. He collapsed on the road. Mm. That's what it
nonsense.
The, yeah. So it's that story is just so twisted. It's only to find out now it's entangled with this whole Thabo Peste and Nandipa stuff.
But the guy must be post mortem
no,
revealed.
No, exactly.
Uti Ushaiwe. So who's saying he died and collapsed?
I think that's what the family, that was their opinion. Or I don't know. Like, it's just too berserk.
Bro, did I tell you guys I was going through Dr. Nandipa's Instagram and I found a picture that she posted where she was staying in Zimbali. So I'm looking at this picture. I'm like, no, man. I know this place. This place looks familiar. Guess which place it is? It's my uncle's place.
Hey!
The rich one.
He rented.
Hey!
It.
In Zimbabwe.
It's in Bali.
Oh, that's so Airbnb vibes.
Yes. Hey.
So she rented your uncle's house.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. How? And I was there now when I went to do my visa for America, because I had to go to Durban. So I was staying there. So they were smashing all over there. Imagine.
Thabo was there.
Fucking. That's wild. Thabo was there. Everyone's gonna post where his beat. Thabo was
here.
Hey, that is nuts, hey?
I saw it in the Instagram, and I'm like, no, man, I know this place. This looks very familiar. So I called my uncle. He's like, yeah. They just found out recently that they had been there.
Do you know that he interacted with Thabo?
Oh, yes.
Yes, when he was trying to get the car into Zim, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he couldn't assist because it's beyond his powers. He's a law-abiding citizen, all right? Tell us, bro. Tell us. There's a mic. You're anonymous anyway.
Yeah.
You're from Zim, Akir?
Yeah, I'm from Zim. Guys tried to cross a car over. So basically, it was like a guy who wanted his car to be cleared. We didn't know the full story. We just heard the driver abandoned the car and ran away.
It's that S-Class.
Yeah, the S-Class. And the guy who was communicating for the payments and stuff was obviously
Thabo. So you met Thabo, you seen it?
No, I didn't meet him.
Oh, you didn't meet him?
I didn't meet him. It was just over texts and stuff.
Do you guys know why the car was there in Zim?
No, apparently the guys just said they were trying to cross over a car for some minister or something. So it was a blurry story. And then there were charges for the storage and stuff. And then only after we found out that, it was a hot property.
So where's the car now? Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still clamped.
It's still there?
Still clamped. It's owing close to 70K now.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And they're running DNA tests. I don't know if they're out the results because there's a lady claiming to be Thabo Peste's mom. Mm. You remember, she was on ENCA when he made his first court appearance.
Yeah.
So they're going to now check if the DNA is make sure.
So what? They're saying it's not a mom?
No, but dude, this guy, I mean, with all the stories, you don't know what to believe anymore. Obviously, before they engage her any further, they want to check if, you know, it's truly his mom.
And then he doesn't have an ID, right? He never received an ID.
He doesn't have an ID. Mm. Like, it's like he was born to, you know.
Because he ran away, yeah. He ran away, obviously, while he was young, ran away from home. But they did confirm that a child by the name of Thabo Bester was born in 1986.
Yeah,
which is, so in Baragwana Hospital, right? And then, so there is a confirmation that he does exist, but it's just that there was never a proper application for an ID as he grew older.
There's Sipo. Please tell me, is the Thabo Bester story big in Dubai? Like, what did you guys think about it when you first heard it?
Well, obviously, I know about it because of the situation with the car. But in Dubai, generally, it's not big. Only South African community is following it. Mm. But yeah, it's a hectic story, man. It's hectic. And you know, like the situation with the car, what happened is that they drove the car into Zimbabwe. I think, I don't know at what point he drove it in. When they got into Zimbabwe, they switched number plates and put Zimbabwe number plates on it. But somehow the police picked up that that car was not registered in Zimbabwe. Mm. And then they had to take it to the scene of the crime, which is Baitbridge. Because that's where it came in from, and that's how it got caught up in Baitbridge.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How were you involved with the
car? 63, bro. No, I'm not involved with it.
He knows too much.
I just read the newspapers
where
like everybody else.
Yeah. Did you see I was getting cooked over the Thabo Bester thing? So they arrested another security guard now.
Yeah.
And then now I'm not far and I went, why aren't the big wigs getting arrested? Why is it just the small guys? Surely there's some, there's people who are high up in the food chain who should be going down. And people are like, fuck you, drop the episode. You know who. They had me, bro. Fuck you, drop the episode. How the fuck those allows? Fuck you, you're equally guilty. Now I'm gonna bash you. So I was like, snap.
Are you dropping the names now? Are you gonna drop?
Oh, yeah, drop dead, you mean, after I do that, right? Nah. And it's not tested also, you know what I mean? What the prisoner told us, it's not tested. We don't know these things. You know, we'll let the capable SAPS and our prosecuting authorities, you know, do what they're good at.
Yeah.
Botching the whole thing.
So, you know, also another person who escaped being scammed by Unandipa and Thabo is former Miss Rwanda, 2016. So they had approached her to be an ambassador of some sort to work with her. Like, they've even put, like, this contract went as far as mentioning that there's going to be Kylie Jenner and Drake part of this whole work
campaign
that they're going to do. So, like, and thank God, you know, she went to go to her legal,
teams,
who's just a sister, on whether it was it, you know, right for her to actually go into this contract. And they said, no, things are just shady and this is a scam. So she literally, because then that time, Thabo was going by the alias of TK Ngwana.
Mm.
That's, So, I don't know why this guy always attracts. Why would you use big names?
Mm.
Kylie Jenner, Drake, just for lies. Like, why?
But go big or go home, man. It's like that movie, what's it with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he was like a fake pilot and all that. Because even Thabo Bester,
Catch me if you can,
right? And it's based on a true story, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even Thabo, like, he rented out flights, chartered planes, and didn't pay for them, somehow got away with it. Now, you imagine someone like that, if they used all their faculties in doing right, or if he was a legit businessman, still applying a similar creativity and his smarts and making money legit or legally without really
hurting
anyone. Yeah, he could be balling
as the richest man in South Africa.
How much did the government pay for him to come back to SA?
And people were complaining that they came back via private jets.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't know, the figure was, it cost them.
It's in the prep somewhere, let me check.
But let's be honest though, how else would they be brought in? Because you're not going to put them in a flight with innocent people. Commercial flight with innocent people. So how else would you go get the guy from that side? You're not going to just put him in a bus also.
No,
because, I mean, he managed to get so far.
Exactly.
And we were told he's traveling, he's heavily armed. Remember, he was with gunmen when they left.
Yeah, Home Affairs spent 1.4 million.
1.4 rands million.
Mm. To bring Thabo Bester back to SA. Sure. Anyway.
It's money that had to be spent.
So, what do you guys think about this new bill the president has passed through?
I think it's great, but it's got some flaws. They're taking it to court because there's a certain situation happening with the votes or whatever that at some point in a particular situation, they will lose like certain votes and they'll be inherited by political parties, those individuals running as presidents.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great thing if it's there's some fairness to it. But I know the guys are going to take it to court.
How will it benefit us, though?
Oh, people can run. People who...
Yeah, let me read it for you. It says, President Ramaphosa finally signed into law the Electoral Amendment Bill of 2022. The 1998 Electoral Act, which was declared unconstitutional, wanted one to be a member of a political party to be elected into the National Assembly and provincial legislature. But right now, any individual can run for presidency.
Yeah, and I think in some instances, you really find community leaders... who maybe it's a businessman, he's happy with, you know, how much he's amassed and he just wants to serve people. And for you to be forced to be part of a political party so you can lead a community, I think is a bit unfair because sometimes you get the mandate or policy set at national level and you just want to make changes in your local community. So I think it's great for people like that.
So is that what Duduzani Zuma's doing?
He's now going to run as an individual.
Yeah. He's running as an individual?
Yeah. ANC would never survive, you know? Struggle credentials, number one. You know African politics. Mm. So, but I still don't think he stands a chance. I mean, planting a carrot and whatever at a vegetable garden here and there.
Like,
creating, imagining a challenge is not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
It's not enough, man. Like, you know, and that's the thing.
We believed in people like, well, Umhlanhla Lux, you know, at some point. I think those were the kind
until
of...
Until Giri.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 10 plus 4.
So, yeah. But I think it... I would... Actually, thinking about it now, it could work.
I think it's
if you can find that good person and you're like, no, this person has that leadership quality and all of these things, you know. And
I think as chillers, you must get someone, nominate someone and rally behind them. Someone that we trust, you know, not someone shady.
And someone who's been doing the work.
Mm.
Someone who's genuinely been about the people, about bettering the lives of the community.
What's this lady, man? This lady who used to be in DA and then they flew out to America? Lindiwe.
You like her?
Isn't she a good candidate?
I think Mbali.
Who's that?
The other one. Is it Mbali Dlamini? Not Mbali Dlamini. What is it?
No, the former mayor.
No. That's
Palati.
Mbali. Nah, man, there's a young one. Now she started an NPO, not a political party.
Mm.
But she was great, man. Is it Mbali Nduli? What is it? She was really amazing.
There's another guy, he's like 30 years old. He started his own party as well. Something Zugud or something.
Okay. I
forgot his name.
Okay.
But he's coming with some dope shit. Maybe we should have him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mbali Ntuli. I think Mbali Ntuli is really amazing. Young and doesn't take, you know, shit. Like, she knows what she's about. And she's about the people even now. She left the DA and is doing her own thing. Like,
yeah,
an
bro.
Because
I don't know. I don't know who I can vote for right now, bro. There's no one that speaks to me. There's no one that I resonate with.
Yeah, true. And that's the sad part. All out of touch.
But yeah.
There's young voices out there. Like, I'm thinking Paul Palazzi, you know? The
Who's
former
that
mayor.
Now?
She was a former mayor of
Joburg mayor, yeah. The doctor, yeah?
The doctor. Mm. Mm. So she's got a good mind, you know? It's just stuff happened and, you
So
know.
You're not voting for Duduzani?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not tired.
And you heard what he said. He said old people should leave politics.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say this 10 years ago?
You know?
When his dad was...
Yeah, so his dad.
And now it's going to be awkward at the family dinner.
How?
When Nkosazana Zuma, the Minister of Youth, was 74. who's like umama in a sense, you know, because she's one of the former wives.
Yeah.
Like, come on, the timing, dog, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, I still say, where has his leadership qualities been tested in... You know, working for the people. He really looks like a great guy, great gent. I mean, you've spoken to him before.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, man. You know, where has it been tested? Where can he say, I've done work here and there and there? I mean, I see he does the PR stuff, but I mean the real work.
Yeah. Ghost Lady, what's happening with Faith and Ketsi?
The husband.
I saw him trending today.
Yeah, he was trending. Is he still trending?
It
was,
I don't know. I noticed yesterday or today.
Yeah. So he's actually... there's a warrant for him. That was what happened.
Warrant for arrest.
Yeah, a warrant for arrest for him. And
no way.
Faith is just trying to she's that duck that is just floating, but she's peddling underneath. So the husband and his friend have been accused of
floating and peddling underneath.
Wait.
That duck that is floating. What? Blame it on Dubai. Yeah, she's peddling lies.
Guys. No.
Peddling a facade.
I'm so sorry for her, Shen. Like, every time, it's like...
Where did you get that? Wait, where did you get that saying from?
No.
No, you know.
I just came up.
That floating on the surface. Peddling for her life. Underneath, huh? Anyway, yes.
So,
yes.
Okay, Unjilone, that's his name, that is surname, Faith's husband.
Yeah.
And his friend have been accused of defrauding an unsuspecting victim wanted to purchase a truck somewhere in the East Rand, according to reports. So, the SA Police Services posted a message and said they are trying to locate Unzuzo Njilo and Kwanda Njangase, and everyone with information should notify them.
So this is a real thing.
Yeah. So someone was defrauded because apparently they transferred money for a truck. They went to show them in it at a dealership.
And trucks ain't cheap, man.
Yeah. So I'm sure probably it was up to $1 million or something like
or more,
that. Yeah,
way
or more
truck.
You know. So from how it sounds like, they went to go to a dealership posing as if they are salesmen at the dealership. And you know, they are not, you know.
So what do they say? What's Faith doing?
Faith is just posting, you know, being her normal self. Hence, I'm saying.
Ducks of a feather float together.
And
duck the law together. And duck justice together.
So just when the story was dying, well, it can't die down. There's more Faith also trying to just also...
I'm glad, though, all of this is happening. It'll teach people to that... The social media shit is not real.
It's not real.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't be jealous. Don't be too quick to jealous. Mm. Put pressure on yourself like you're not doing enough. It's fake. All of this, it's fake, man, for a lot of people. There's some people who really have it like that and who are good. You know what I mean? But half the time, on social media, too much pressure. Don't put pressure on yourself. It's fake, man.
I'm sure you saw the story. Did you see the story about fans in Norway?
Lil Strom.
Yes, raising $2 million for who's the Bafana? Is it an ex goalkeeper?
Emil Baron.
Emil.
I don't remember him.
You don't remember him? The blonde, cool looking guy, man. He played the same era, Libo Fabian McCarthy, Joseph Noseb, Auseb in Chiefs.
Yeah,
man.
So the guys in Norway raised money for him.
Yeah. So there's a video from a few months ago where he's being interviewed.
That's amazing.
And he's struggling, Shem. You know, he's fallen on tough times.
Is he this side or in Norway?
No, he's this side.
Oh.
He's this side. And he's struggling. I think he had to like sell bottles or recycle situation there to try and make some money and stuff, you know? And his health is not good. He had to downscale, living in a small place. And they saw this interview because he played there for 5 years.
Yeah.
I think from 99 to 2004 or 2009. Mm. Yeah, 2009 to 2014 or 99 to 94. Mm. Like 5 seasons there or something. And, you know, he made a name for himself there and they saw this and then decided to crowdfund. Beautiful.
Jeez, and we did nothing. We didn't even raise a single cent for him.
Wow.
But we didn't know, bro.
Yeah. Or you didn't watch the interview.
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't see the interview. But even if we did, you know, because people already on Twitter, they were like, yeah, Mara, he bottled, you know, whatever he was making. Now he's recycling bottles now. And they were saying he had all the money. No, for real. That's what they were saying. Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But it was like he couldn't keep it together. But South Africans are like that.
Couldn't keep it together.
When you fall from grace, no. Let's be honest. South Africans. But let's be honest, South Africans are like, and feel like a part of it. Look, it's right, it's holding someone accountable to their actions, right? But a part of it, you feel like it's from a dark place, you know? Dude, we're all human.
We did it for Uzola, we did it for Malinga, you know? What's wrong with
Then we did it for Uzola, we did it for Malinga. And generally, we do crowdfund. Like, remember KFC wedding?
Yeah.
Remember that petrol attendant? who people came to, Themba Broly, who didn't win Big Brother.
Exactly.
But he's got two kids. They raised money for him to buy an apartment, the people who love him.
Yeah.
So you do get those people, and I guess those people who just didn't see the videos.
I saw a tweet, Dr. Malinga tweeted, I missed my flight in Zimbabwe. And then the first comment was, Asena Mahali.
Oh, we've given you everything. Even Uchawe, remember they donated for Chawe as well.
Oh, yeah. Zinati
as well.
Yeah.
So you're right, we do have those. Maybe it's just the Twitter people who, you know, who are always going to be like, yeah, but this, but that, but that. But we do come together for people. But genuinely, I didn't know. No one saw it. But I'm pretty sure if someone did see it and raise the funds, they could have helped them.
Yeah.
Was the interview here in South Africa, like, was it for?
So, I don't want, no one watched that interview.
No, it was in South Africa. A South African talking to him.
A South African even? Oh,
yeah, okay. So South African media.
Yeah.
It's just like, had like, but when I saw it now, last week, like, 1,000, 2,000 views.
Oh.
But obviously now probably it's more because people read the article and searched.
Oh, okay.
But shout out to those people who know it, man.
Out,
wow.
Kiri, were you guys shocked that Scoop is a Sangoma now?
No.
Nah.
No. He was going away a long time ago.
Nah.
Yeah. And Godspeed on his journey, but yeah. And also, like, when he speaks, remember, like, when you were talking about mushrooms and stuff, and just genuinely, he's always been a guy who seeks wisdom and the truth.
Exactly.
So the fact that he's meant to be a healer makes sense.
Mm.
And I don't know whether, are you born being meant to be that, or it's him trying to find light and a higher meaning to life that led him to that? It's a fascinating question, if you think about it.
Are you going to answer it yourself?
No.
So are you asking us?
Yes. I see you're floating like a duck, but beneath you're peddling. So I'm asking you, floating swan.
I don't know. I think it's gifted.
I'm just putting it out there.
That's how people, I think they say, I've got a gift. That's how they start off. It's like, I'm gifted, or I've just found a calling. So it's something that has been put inside you that now you have to unearth. Right?
But it's always the guys who either changed at some point and became not deep, but thoughtful and trying to find a higher meaning. Then somebody calling, and then you wonder if, was it like that? Were they born to be that? Or was it because they seeked for the truth and then the truth maybe found them? So I'm just putting it out there, man.
From all of us here, who's most likely to become a Sangoma?
Nell. I think Neo.
Why are you saying Neo?
He's
so
wise. It's a good man. It's a good man. Neo's wise. He's always the one sitting back observing situations. Doesn't do roadkill. Doesn't chase after roadkill. To me, he's like the most sober-minded of the lot. Of all of us, in fact.
Mm. No, it's the crazy ones. For me, sometimes it's the crazy ones that turn and become. So I expect it from Tato. Like Jay. Tato's a shigela. One of these years to come. Utato. For me, I feel like Tato.
Yeah, but you're right though, yeah.
Uzo's taller. So
what kind of a duck is Tato?
It's a shy red and white.
Ghost Lady, how would you react to if Nella got a calling?
A calling? Mm. I'd laugh at him first of all. Aye, guys. I know. It doesn't look like it's not a career I want to like be partaking in.
No, let's say he doesn't need to practice. He can still do whatever he does. He'll still make money at home.
As long as he keeps it within. Like he just keeps it within. I'm not about that.
I'm a poetry.
I'm a poetry. You see, those are the things for me. It's like, hi.
Hey, this thing can happen to anyone, eh?
I think it's dope, man. That's like a superpower, dog. Imagine.
Yeah, but apparently it's not nice going through the training and stuff, eh?
Oh, the training.
It looks dope and cool, but apparently the experience of it is it's something else. It's not for the faint-hearted.
Actually, I was watching, you know, Themba Broly's show.
Yeah.
And I would see Abo... Who's this? There was a scene.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to clap. What, like, I feel like that's just too much. I'd run away from you all the time. Like,
that scene was crazy when the friend just switched up.
Exactly.
Friend just switched up and got into a trance and whatever.
Got into a trance.
Whoa.
So I think the Josie was speaking via her or something.
The who?
The Josie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm.
Whoa.
So you have to assist in that situation. What, that clap and calm the situation, man. It's like,
Hey, let me read this live read. We left Mashabela Studios, Mara. We found another Mashabela here in Dubai.
Mashabel. El Mashabel.
Let me do that. Before see pockets.
El Mashabel. El Mashabel in Dubai.
Shout out to Glow Lounge and Restaurant for allowing us to podcast here in DIFC, Dubai. DIFC is the financial capital of the Middle East. Thanks, Gary. Who's Gary? The owner.
Okay. Shout out, Gary.
When are we playing here? Because I heard you booked MFR Souls here, ne? Yeah, when are we rocking, bro? Yeah, you sit on the mic there, yeah?
When do you want to come?
I want to come back next week.
How?
I got you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But I got you in Force next week. Maybe the week after.
Oh, you doing Vic Force, ne?
Yeah.
Ah, dope, yeah. Dope. I'm excited. Yeah. Everyone's been speaking highly about it, that event, eh?
Carnival is awesome, guys. Like, that's the one gig in Zimbabwe that everybody should go for from around the world. South Africa is actually very, very, like, we've got a big following from South Africa for the Carnival. It's a really awesome vibe, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
But I mean, it's like in the same place. Zambia is... Vic Falls is both sides.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, man. Can't wait. We're going in.
Yeah,
we've
got a visa till June. Our visa expires in June for Dubai, so you can.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah,
so we still. We can even come back on the same visa, literally.
Yeah.
We're going to hold you to that, ne?
We'll make a plan, no problem.
Yeah, this is my second home here, man. Fuck, I live here,
ne?
Bro. Nah. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
Guys, what did you think of... hey, man. That's two twins.
Twin saver.
Yeah. Twin pack.
Yeah, tissue oil.
What do you guys think of the UAE president who's just landed in South Africa? Will you land here? Yeah, now,
which sheikh? There's so many sheikhs here.
The whole family.
He came
with like 500 people, an entourage of 500 people.
Mm.
They landed in Eastern Cape.
What are they
just
doing
to celebrate, to celebrate the Eid Mubarak. Remember, they have been fasting, the Ramadan, so it has ended.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so they decided as a family, including his workers, its family, and even entertainment. There's a, like...
When is Putin landing?
I don't know.
You want to go arrest him? Or you want to ask him about your Russian twin? You know those ones. I can imagine what they think, you know, when they arrive in the Eastern Cape, you know? And the state of the roads and everything else from all of this. Fascinating. And they chose South Africa, Eastern Cape.
I thought they'd go places.
To Kruger National Park. Look, I know they wouldn't do Joburg or Cape Town because, I mean, they're already here. But, you know, I thought there'd be nature. But I guess maybe that's where they are in the Eastern Cape.
Do you know that they actually built his own runway where they landed on?
Wow.
Do you know that?
Wow.
And it cost them over, I think, about 20 million rands.
So wait, say that again.
For a runway,
They built a runway for the sheikh.
Yes.
For when he lands?
Yes.
Specifically just for that?
Well, I don't know what they're going to use it for after, you know, but he built just for that.
Jeez, man.
Wow. Yeah. So he's going to leave the infrastructure there, obviously.
I'm sure.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you can wrap a runway and, you know, travel with it.
Well, you can just destroy it, hey.
Oh, man.
Doesn't make sense, but but that's beautiful,
if they could build something like that, as much as we can say Amara Eastern Cape, watch, maybe they even built that wherever they are, the destination itself, you know? So, yeah.
I'm getting Tom Cruise vibes. You know when Tom Cruise built a whole city there in Mpumalanga when we were shooting that movie?
Yes, something similar.
Yeah.
I mean, they bring in 500 people. Obviously, probably brought their own cars as well and stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Did you see Nke from the Car podcast?
Oh, what did he do?
He's on a reality show called like Jola Sonke. It's like a big brother of Ukfeva. they put people in the house.
Oh, okay.
And it's what do you call these relationships? It's not polyamory. What is it when you date?
It's open, I guess.
Yeah, open, like three
swinging
people. Yeah, essentially.
No
way,
this is a show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And interesting.
My ex works on it, yeah?
Your ex is there as well?
No, she was part of the production. Works for the production company.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's Inter doing there? Is he a contestant or what?
He's there also.
Inside.
Mm. And men dating men and other women. And it's a mixed whole thing. Like there's two guys, I think they're a couple, but they're open to dating somebody else. Could be a female, a male. He's part of that.
Has he hooked up with
madness.
Anyone?
I don't know. I watched like the premiere. And I was just shocked. Like, I was like,
why,
wow.
Why would you call it madness? Isn't that what society now? People just
not madness
hate?
In a bad way, but in that chaos.
Mm.
Yeah, not madness in a bad way. No, no. Mm. I mean, people are free to explore. That's beautiful. And I think it's the purest form of existing where you can sleep with whoever you desire at that moment.
Mm. Ooh, but nice comeback, my boy.
Hey, yeah, nice comeback, himself, my boy.
You think you can throw me under the bus? She took that Njilo's scamming truck and tried to put me under it. Truck, please. I'm a duckers peddling.
And running at the same time.
Peddling and running at the same time. Hey, she really tried to throw me to that. She tried to throw me under the bus. You saw that. But I was like, I'm in Dubai.
You know?
I'm a duck peddling under the surface. We good. I see what you're trying to do.
Hey, so I finally did the soccer podcast. I don't know if you checked it out.
I saw it. Who's Coast Guy there?
Who's my cousin, Mzwana.
Oh, Mzwana.
No.
It doesn't seem like a football. Oh, is it Opovius?
No, man, I can't tell you who it is. Then it won't be a ghost anymore.
Oh, so we can't tell. I almost said the name.
Yeah.
It's not Opovius.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You've got many cousins.
Yeah,
you're
like a Shikosu,
Shikumukwebu. We've got too many cousins to count.
There's 500.
But so everybody was excited because Len is back.
Oh, but makes sense.
Len, that was so nice to see Len.
Yes. Len, man, so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love what you did there, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
And also, it's a great choice because he's well-versed in that field as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves football.
Yeah. He
supports a shit team, but anyway, we'll give him a pass. We'll give him a pass.
Until they win.
Why is it a shit team? Because they're sponsored by Emirates.
But man, we still gotta go back, dog.
No, this is gonna air when we're back home on home soil. Why it's when he tries to poke us and they're like, they play the podcast clip by customs, they're like.
Oh shit, man. This has been amazing, man. We are here, podcast and chill.
Peace.
Am I leaving out anything? I feel like I'm leaving out a lot of stuff, man.
Nah.
But we're still gonna do a show next week. Yeah. So if anything comes up, we'll talk about
There's
it.
There's that
week.
Couple that were fucking, I think, in a flight.
Oh, I read about that.
Did you read about that?
And then they banned, ne?
I think so, yeah.
But they were doing it live, like not even in the bathroom or anything.
Yo.
Dude.
That's
sex
wild.
In an aircraft.
Where?
Fucked up.
That's how fucked up.
Hey, I almost missed that one.
You did. Tata saved the road. That's wow. Yeah.
Coast Lady, anything you want to say, man?
Guys, thank you to Dubai.
What are you, aren't you going to go shopping now?
I already started yesterday.
Look at him, Naga.
Oh, he's so tired. His back is painful. He's been crying, Shem. So, but we're going to go back to the mall again.
Mall of Dubai, yeah?
We have to.
How many Louis V's are you getting?
And we finally found out where Oscar Mbo shops, eh?
Where?
There's a street where they just sell fake stuff.
Hey, because I used to... I'm like, hey! My brands are money in Kankara.
Yo!
Yo, the supplier.
The toilet factory. So yes,
that means we're
shopping.
That's why I brought Mnaga with. I was eyeing for shopping part. Guys.
And I met the guy. Remember, I wanted to show you 5 Palm Jumeirah.
Yes.
So the chiller that was hosting me the last time I was here,
yeah.
He just resigned, dog, but I'll still take you there.
Oh, snap. But we're at 5 Palm Jumeirah, but obviously...
At a different side.
Not the right...
No. That's the area is called 5... The area is called Palm.
Palm, okay.
So the hotel I'm talking about is called 5 Palm on Jumeirah.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, let's go, man. I can't wait, bro. So much to see in so little time.
Yeah. Let me start with Tibbler, man. What has been the highlight for you in regards to Dubai?
Yes, Tibbles.
I mean, it's safe, man. Like, yo, we went to the control room, me and Sipo. I could literally see everything that you guys were doing.
That's why
you could see everything we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why they say you can't steal shit here.
Yeah.
You can't, dog. So it's safe and it's fun.
Yeah.
So I wish to come back. We can do this monthly or weekly.
Wow.
Who's paying?
Hi. Tato will pay.
Tato, you?
Tattoo!
My biggest highlight, I would say, it's... My biggest highlight, I would say, it's meeting our African brothers and, you know, sisters.
Oh, yeah.
So it has been nice. When they see us, they're so excited. They can see that these guys are from Africa, and then they come, you see, show us around. So I would say my biggest highlight, it's meeting, you know.
Nice.
I can't believe you guys didn't get any bums, man. What's wrong with you guys?
It's Dubai.
Yeah, we are married, Dubai. My man.
What do you mean it's Dubai?
There's it's no not Woodbank. Well, no, it's not like six-pack your savannah in somewhere. You know, it's Dubai, bro.
And they couldn't afford the bill, the bums are very costly.
They
this
got
side.
A bill, yeah.
But if it's 1,000 dirhams, if they all take out 250.
Dirhams, and which, okay, which is how much? About 1.2 each.
Yeah.
That's like 6K.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. It's not worth it. So I'm not even complaining. It's not worth it's it.
Yeah, I know. Mine was scamming for food there. They tried to scam me, I scammed them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What happened?
At the quad bike place.
What happened?
So, he swindled some samosas.
Hey, Von.
So, they charged me, about 30 dirhams for a samosa. So the guy gives you, I walked around. I walked around, ate it. He didn't come to get my money. So I went back and ordered again. And then he still did the same thing. So I didn't pay for food on that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
shut up, man.
I thought
you were going to say your blesser, man. He's probably watching this.
How?
Like,
how?
Aye.
Okay, you must also thank your blesser for supplying the team. Pelas nasi spuzile.
Nah. Yeah, I know. Thanks. I forgot his name. I'm sorry, but yeah, I know.
What did you pay for this weekend?
Shout out me for taking one for the team.
I bought these guys dash. They were drinking my alcohol. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mel.
Mel.
Hey.
Yo, Dubai is dope, man. I think also the highlight is the brothers from Africa, you know. People from Africa, I mean... Yesterday, we were shooting on the couch with Tez and a couple from Saudi Arabia. They literally came for this.
Yeah, yes, yes, South yes. African couple. Yeah.
And also at the club, there were, we bumped into, me and Spirit bumped into three Zimbabwean nationalists. They said they're from Abu Dhabi. Just just to come and see you guys play.
Imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
So also the love and how much... You know, Dubai is welcoming to all nations.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite dope to see that. Yeah.
Oh, also, man. Black Diamond, man. Shout out to Black Diamond. Yo, we had fun with that.
Shout out to the family. They family now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Black Diamond.
That was so dope.
By the way, before we go, man, shout out to Tando. She wants to dress us, eh?
Oh, hey, Tando.
Hey, guys.
Good luck. Hey, that's a Mission Impossible.
Do you have flops?
Hey. So, on a serious note, what do you do? Like, are you staying in Dubai? Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Zimbabwe, originally. I've been in Dubai 10 years now.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I run three businesses here. One of them is a fashion design. It's called Ntombi Couture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the one that will dress you guys.
Is it?
And then I also am one of the co-founders for Africa Fashion Week Middle East here.
Oh.
We launched in March and it was amazing. We actually had two South African designers showcase there.
Oh, who?
Urban Zulu and Dupalesa from Mansu. We brought them over for that.
Mm.
And basically our mission is to, you know, afford a platform for African designers to showcase in the Middle East, help them break into this market. Because you find that South Africa's got the best talent ever.
Yeah.
Breaking into this market is difficult. So that's where the idea came up from, basically.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we are a pan-African brand. We're focusing mostly on African-based designers.
Yeah.
Just to bring them. Yeah, because Dubai is also an excellent location for trade. So essentially, once you break into here, it's easier to go global. That's basically what the platform is based on.
So you organized the first ever African fashion show in Dubai.
Africa Fashion Week Middle East, yeah.
Wow.
That was 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was epic. It was actually in this area, just behind this building.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. In SA, which designers do you fuck with?
None.
Did you say none? David Tlale.
You know what? They're actually on our radar. We'd love to have them over. We've had, I met the designer from Imprint recently. Tebe, we would love to have him over. Makhosa as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Latuma is huge for us here. Yeah. Ironically, we were talking to some government entities, I think it was about 2 months ago, and they were trying to find out about our designers, and the first person they mentioned was Makhosa. They were like, do you know him? Yeah, can you bring him?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So people are a lot bigger here, I think, than they realize.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Non-Africans love the work that South African designers are doing, that other African designers are doing. So there's a lot to explore there. There's a lot.
I know you're into fashion. You got a question for her?
Yeah,
I'm just like, where's your shop?
So I had a pop-up just in this building, actually, on the ground floor. I don't know if you guys noticed there's a mall. You walk down there, Gates Avenue. That was branded the Ethnic Collective. So the Ethnic Collective is focused only on specifically Southern African designers. So we are going towards kind of having an online store and actually having more designers on there, because I think it's just easier for them to kind of penetrate into the market. So that's the vision for the Ethnic Collective. But specifically Southern African, reason being is there hasn't been as much exposure to Southern African talent in the region compared to other regions in Africa. And so we want to be the first to kind of make sure that happens.
So is it like a YDE vibes? I don't know if
YDE vibes. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. You'll be shocked. Like there's times when I walk into YDE now, I used to dream to be in there. Hey? Oh my gosh. And it's just ironic. It feels like full circle moment every time I go back.
But now you are providing this platform for others.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's amazing. Yeah. How did you get the name Tando if you're from Zim?
My parents, my dad is Ndebele, my mom is Sutu.
Ndebele.
Ndebele, he's Tando.
So, you know, historically, there was the whole shift from South Africa into the southern side of Zim. So you do find in the southern side of Zim, Namakosa, Sutu.
In Zimbabwe,
Zim, Yeah. So I'm half Ndebele, half Sotho.
You don't know the story of Mzilikas?
Yeah.
It's essentially how there's Ndebele and Zim. Yeah, so one of Shalos. Yes,
Lopengula. They ended up there.
I can really see the comments. They're cussing me out. Like, how can you not know this?
No, it's fine.
And you are there by a vendor. This is across the bridge. You should have...
It's fine.
Part of the city bus.
You can't know everything, man. Yeah.
But it's definitely something that you find a lot of South Africans really love learning about, because you'd be surprised how many people don't know that history, hey?
Yeah.
So, I find it fascinating.
Literally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Twagas, so, exactly. We're one people.
Literally. Literally. Like, through your Zambia, you know, you get...
Exactly. This, and you find here, there are lots of Kenyans. So we meet a lot of Kenyans here. And we literally speak the same languages, same words. Obviously, being Bantu languages, Siyazwanana, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of similarities.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tando.
No, it's nice a pleasure.
Thanks, Tando.
Welcome to Dubai, guys.
Habibi, welcome
Come
to Dubai.
Back.
Hi, guys. As the shen, as puzen.
As the shen, as the shen.
Go drink.
As the shen.
Podcast and chill. We're out of here. We'll see you when we come back to Joburg.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.